I don't know.
Jerry Wilder.
Looks like you divide with him.
Mm-hmm. And if you had only one apple and you wanted half of it and he had a knife, what would you ask him to do?
Split it open.
How?
With a knife.
Yeah. Thank you. Boy, that looks good.
Yeah, I'll take a little of that.
Well, would you tell him to cut it? Cut it how?
Cut it open. Cut it half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Split it down the middle.
If you're showing somebody how to do something, showing them with your hand, you'd say, looky, do it.
Yeah.
Well, by the looky, I meant you'd say looky or look or something. My knees are good. I'm having trouble talking. My mouth is full. I'm having such a good time.
You have to quit eating the pecan and quit talking. You're just eating pecan. We record that to what you're making now.
I'm glad nobody's going to hear this but me.
You know what it is. So throw your wife in here. She said, what are you doing down there?
She won't hear it.
He said, oh, you see me like that, it choked
me. Well, what do you do with them? Do you save them, keep them, or what do you do?
I'll take this up to the library. And I won't use the speaker, I'll use my headphones. I'll just sit up there and write this stuff down.
Yeah, I see, you'll be the only one here.
Yeah.
My secretary won't talk. Is this a pretty good fruit country around here?
Well, it is. It's a pretty good fruit country. But the insects got the weather to destroy our fruit. It's like everything else. You got to fight. Mm-hmm. Got to fight the insects. I tell them the insects will destroy man from the face of the earth some way or other. I think yet if you don't learn better methods to combat them.
That's just about right, isn't it? You know, I sometimes wonder if I'm not just a germ farm. I feel this way when I get sick.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems like that we've been pretty slow of learning how to combat this insect.
Mm-hmm.
We have. We've been too slow. He's a ruining our fruit crops. He's a ruining our cotton crops.
Uh-huh.
He's a ruining our corn crops. Of course, we're learning more and more every year. We're doing a little better job this year than we did last year of handling them. But still, he's a destroying a lot too much of our crops yet.
Well, that's good. Excuse me, may I put this in there? I've hit the spot. Thank you. Yeah. You know, you're talking away.
I didn't mean to block this door.
No, that's all right. I wonder. Oh, those are good nuts. Wonder if the birds that we've lost have got anything to do with that.
I don't know. There's a possibility, I think, that they have.
Used to be we'd keep sparrows around in the winter and it'd be grain to feed them.
Yeah.
In the summer they'd go out and forage for themselves.
That's right.
But there's certainly no feed for them now.
No, there's not. You know. Well, I don't know. The sportsmen are getting rid of a lot of our birds that we ordinarily had on the farms. Of course, we try to leave a few, but just enough for seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid we're getting rid of too many of our birds that live on those insects. Mm-hmm.